This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 28th of March. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Brussels fights its way back to normality next week in the wake of the bombings which left 31 people dead and more than 300 injured. The scenes of the two attacks at Ventkem Airport and Melbeck Station will be open for business. One of the reasons for the latest terrorist outrage is believed to have been the arrest of Salah Abdeslam for his alleged participation in the November Paris attacks. He will be extradited to France next week. Also in Paris, two Somali pirates go on trial. Piracy is also on the agenda at the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague, where two Italian Marines were accused of killing two Indian fishermen during an anti-piracy mission. President Obama has two major events next week, the annual Easter egg roll on Monday, and then on Wednesday his agenda turns ultra-serious as the president plays host to 50 world leaders for a summit on the evolving threat of nuclear terrorism. On Wednesday, Hitin Kawaba will be sworn in as the president of Myanmar, officially ending that country's military rule. President Kayawa's role will be ceremonial with the real power wielded by Aung San Suu Kyi. Next week, we'll see the normal flurry of diplomatic visits. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Tunisia. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Prague. Then Washington. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull visits China. And 92-year-old Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe is expected to fly to Tokyo. And finally, Saturday offers an opportunity to relive those childhood sleepover parties. Yes, it is International Pillow Fight Day, with battles planned in over 100 cities. All are welcome, as long as you bring your own soft pillow and a broom. And that was next week's News Today, with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Battered Brussels is determined to return to work as normal next week in the wake of Europe's latest terrorist outrage. There was talk of postponing EU-India summit planned for next Wednesday, but it is now definitely going ahead, with terrorism added to a list which includes more mundane topics such as trade, investment, and climate change. Meanwhile, 61 people are still in critical condition in Brussels hospitals, and medical staff fear that the death toll will rise. More than 300 were injured and 31 killed as suicide bombings at Ventkem Airport and Melbeck Station. Both travel hubs will be open for business next week. On Sunday, Belgians marched through the Brussels streets to demonstrate that they will not be cowed into submission by terrorism. Belgians have dubbed it the March Against Fear. Meanwhile, alleged terrorist Salah Abdeslam is next week expected to be extradited from Belgium to France to stand trial for his part in the November Paris terrorist attacks. His arrest has been cited as one of the reasons for the Brussels bombings. Abdeslam's lawyer said he will not oppose extradition. He says Abdeslam wants the opportunity to explain himself to the French public. In the shadow of Brussels, President Obama will host a summit of 50 world leaders in Washington next week. The only topic? The nightmare scenario of nuclear weapons falling into the hands of terrorists. This will be the fourth nuclear security summit designed to prevent the illicit trafficking and smuggling of nuclear materials. Washingtonians are already complaining about traffic snarl-ups. The nuclear summit will also offer opportunities for important fringe bilateral meetings. Among them will be talks between President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping, who will be fresh from a visit to Eastern Europe. Turkish President Recep Erdogan will also hold a series of important bilaterals with European leaders, anxious to enlist his aid in stemming the flood of Syrian refugees. The summit will be Obama's serious business of the week. He starts with a happy event of the annual Easter egg roll on the White House South Lawn. Some 35,000 children and their parents are invited to the annual event, which will be the last Washington egg roll for the Obamas. Military rule finally and officially comes to an end in Myanmar on Wednesday when Hitin Kawaba is sworn in as the country's civilian president. But the real power behind the throne is Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. The general specifically banned her from the presidential post, but Ms. Suu Kyi has outmaneuvered the military chiefs by pointedly choosing an old and pliable friend for the job, who then handed Ms. Suu Kyi the key cabinet post of Foreign Affairs, Defense, and Education. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.